Ma tu le distrassi! Oh, vai a cagare!
Gregory, on my word, I strike quickly being moved.
But thou art not quickly moved to strike.
That servant dog of the House of Montague moves me.
To be valiant is to stand. Therefore, if thou art moved, thou runst away.
That dog of their house shall move me to stand. Yeah, they say the weakest go to the wall, and therefore women, being the weaker vessels, are ever thrust to the wall. Therefore, I'll push Montague's men from the wall, and thrust his serving maids to the wall.
The quarrel is between our masters and us, their men.
'Tis all one. I'll show myself a tyrant. When I fought with the men, I'll be cruel with the maids and cut off their heads.
The heads of the maids?
Aye, the heads of the maids. Or their maiden heads.
Hey, draw that tool. Here comes two of the ass of the Montagues.
My naked weapon's out. Quarrel. I'll back thee.
Back me? Turn our back and run.
Oi, fear me not. Let's take the law on our sides. Let them begin.
I will frown as they pass by, and let them take it as they list.
Nay, as they dare. I'll bite my thumb at them, which is a disgrace to them if they bear it.
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
I do bite my thumb, sir.
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
It's the law of our side, if I say aye.
No,
sir, I do not bite my thumb at you, sir. But I bite my thumb, sir.
Do you quarrel, sir?
Quarrel, sir? No, sir.
If you do, sir, I'm for you. I serve a good a man as you.
No better.
Well, sir.
Say better. Here comes one of the master's kinsmen.
Yes, better, sir.
You lie.
Draw if you be men. Gregory, remember thy swashing blow.
Hearts, hearts! Put up your knives. You know not what you do.
A Lord Memorial. There's tumult from the House of Capulet.
Oi.
What? Thy knife drawn among these heartless hinds? Turn thee, Benvolio. Look upon thy death.
I do but keep the peace. Put up thy blade, or manage it to part these men with me.
What, drawn and talk of peace? I hate the word, as I hate hell, all Montagues, and thee! Have it, the coward! No!
Down with the Capulet!
Down with the
Montagues! Down with them all! Give me my long sword, ho!
Why call you for a sword? A crutch!
A sword, I say! Old Montague has come and flourishes his blade in spite of me!
How
can you?
Move,
men! Let me go!
Rebellious subjects! Enemies to peace! Profaners of this neighbor-stained steel! Will they not hear? What ho, you men! You beasts! That quench the fire of your pernicious rage with purple fountains issuing from your veins on pain of torture! From those bloody hands, throw your mistempered weapons to the ground and hear the sentence of your moved prince. 3 civil brawls, bred of an airy word, by thee, old Capulet, and Montague, have thrice disturbed the quiet of our streets, and made Verona's ancient citizens cast by their grave-beseeming ornaments, cankered with peace, to part your cankered hate. If ever you disturb our streets again, your lives shall pay the forfeit of the peace. For this time, all men depart. You, Capulet, shall come inside with me. And Montague, come you this afternoon to know our further pleasure in this case, to old Freetown, our common judgment place. Once more, on pain of death, all men depart.
Who set this ancient quarrel you approach? Speak, nephew. Were you by when it began?
Here were the servants of your adversary and yours, Lord Montague, who fought as I approached. I drew to part them. In the instant came the fiery Tybalt with his blade prepared. While we were interchanging thrusts and blows, came more and more, and fought on part and part. Till the prince came, who parted either part.
Oh, where is Romeo? Saw you him today? Right glad I am he was not at this fray.
Madam, an hour before the worshipped sun peered forth the golden window of the east, a troubled mind drove me to walk abroad, where underneath the grove of sycamore that westward rooteth from the city side, so early walking did I see your son. Towards him I made, but he was ware of me, and stole into the covert of the wood. I, measuring his affections by my own, that most are busied when they're most alone, pursued my humour, not pursuing his, and gladly shunned who gladly fled from me.
Many a morning hath he there been seen, with tears augmenting the fresh morning dew, adding to clouds more clouds with his deep sighs. But all so soon as the all-cheering sun should in the furthest east begin to draw the shady curtains from Aurora's bed, away from the light steals home my heavy son, and private in his chamber pens himself, shuts up his windows, locks fair daylight out, and makes himself an artificial night. Black and portentous must this humour prove, unless good counsel may the cause remove.
My noble uncle, do you know the cause?
I neither know it nor can learn of him.
Have you importuned him by any means?
Myself and many other friends, Benvolio. But he, his own affection's counsellor, is to himself. But to himself, so secret and so close, so far from sounding and discovery, as is the bud bit with an envious worm, ere he can spread his sweet leaves to the air, or dedicate his beauty to the sun. Now, could we but learn from whence his sorrow grows, we would as willingly give cure as know.
See where he comes. So please you, step aside. I'll know his grievance, or be much denied.
I would thou hear true shrift. Come, madam, let's away.
Good morrow, cousin.
Is the day so young?
But new struck nine.
Ah, me, sad hours seem long. Was that my father that went hence so fast?
It was. What sadness lengthens Romeo's hours?
Not having that which having makes them short.
In love?
Out.
Of love?
Out of her favour, where I am in love.
Alas, that love so gentle in his view should be so tyrannous and rough in proof.
Alas, that love whose view is muffled still should without eyes see pathways to his will. Where shall we dine? Oh me, what fray was here? Yet tell me not, for I have heard it all. He has much to do with hate, but more with love. Why then, O brawling love, O loving hate, O anything of nothing first create, O heavy lightness, serious vanity, misshapen chaos of well-seeming forms, feather of lead, bright smoke, cold fire, sick health, still waking sleep, that is not what that is. This love feel I, that feel no love in this. Dost thou not laugh?
No, cause I rather weep.
Good heart at what?
At thy good heart's oppression.
Why, such is love's transgression. Griefs of mine own lie heavy in my breast, which thou wilt propagate to have it pressed with more of thine. This love that thou hast shown doth add more grief to too much of mine own. Love is a smoke raised with the fume of sighs, being purged, a fire sparkling in lovers' eyes, being vexed, a sea nourished with lovers' tears. What is it else? A madness, most discreet, a choking gall, and a preserving sweet. Farewell, my cause.
Soft, I will go along. And if you leave me so, you do me wrong.
Tut, I have lost myself. I am not here. This is not Romeo, he's some other where.